Let's take a look at the Chapter 11 Bond Investments Assignment Sheet. Now, the calculations in this assignment are very much similar to the calculations we did in the presentation and the calculations that are on the worksheet. And there's an answer key, of course, for the worksheet. So check them out before you do the assignment sheet. And so it's fairly straightforward. Now, the one thing we want you to take a look at is the reporting of your numbers. When we're doing bond yields and stock yields in the next chapter, we don't use one or two digits of accuracy. We'd like to see at least three digits. Sometimes you can get away with two, but at least three digits. So what does that mean? For example, if you look at the assignment sheet, if your calculator displays 0.0587561, yeah, I said it correctly, I'm sorry, then display 0.588 or 5.88%. You can display the whole number that your calculator says and you won't get it wrong, but we usually use three digits of accuracy, sometimes four, but usually three, sometimes two, but let's use three. Now, if you round, make sure you do it correctly. If you don't know how to round, please contact me or somebody at the Academic Success Center, one of the math tutors, because if you don't know how to round and you go out there and you do it incorrectly, you're going to make all of us at Southwestern look bad, and we can't have that now, can we? No, of course not. Now, in the assignment, there are two problems at the end that I want you to take a look at. Let's just run to this second page, problems 6 and 7. Problem 6, there is no correct answer. It is your choice. And this is what it is like to be an investor. You're given two choices, a bond that is rated AA and a bond that is rated BB. Now, if you haven't gone through the presentation, you're probably going, what does that mean? But go through the presentation, what it means is AA is a lot better than BB, the credit rating. It's like the credit score we receive from the FICO, but it's a lot more zeros. There's a lot more bigger numbers involved. And so you decide which one. Do you want the one that is better rated, that is paying lower, or the one that is not as well rated but is paying higher? Okay? And then find one of the names, there are several, for bonds that are rated less than BBB. And again, goes to the presentation if you have no idea what I'm talking about. And then the last one, I want you to do a little bit of research. You can actually wind up doing more if you like. There are only a few places on the web that are fairly reliable when it comes to bond quotes. Most are not that reliable, and there's not that many of them. Normally, when you're a bond investor, you have a broker, or you do your diligence through some other method of finding information. Stocks, on the other hand, are very different. Stocks are well reported, but not bonds. And one of the places that we can find decent quotes is FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, but you knew that, right? And I think they actually get them from Morningstar. FINRA is the group that watches over the brokerage firms and the brokers and the like. And so they have a website. There are links in the Chapter 11 section of the class website and, of course, within Canvas. I want you to look up Chevron. Well, actually, you can look up any large company, but I like Chevron because it doesn't have as many bonds as many of the other companies. And I think they just got rid of one of the rating agencies. I think they got rid of one of them. But I think there's at least you can get Moody or S&P, but I think they got rid of Fitch's. If you want to search for example, Southwestern Community College bonds, go right ahead. But you'll have to select a municipal as opposed to corporate, and then make sure you select California for the state, because there are many Southwesterns in the world. And make sure you type Southwestern. Don't type anything else, just type Southwestern. And you'll find bonds that are linked to Southwestern Community College. How did we build that stadium, folks? We didn't hold the bake sale. Right. And it was funny. I don't know if I told you in the presentation, but the governing board members, when they were approving these bonds, well, the voters actually approved them, right? But the governing board members, when they were putting in motion the bonds, they were saying, I forget which one said, well, we need to get this information out to the local community and see and have many of the people, our investors from South Bay area. And I just kind of snickered and guffawed and told the, I forget who it was, the VP of very important things. I said, no, you don't understand. Municipal bonds, you know, they want $25,000 minimum. Take a look at the quotes, the bond quotes, and the commentaries. Yeah, there's not too many Southwestern Community College students who are buying, and their families who are buying these municipal bonds. No, the municipal bonds are mostly for very wealthy individuals. So if you have any questions, please contact me. I hope you enjoy this and do a little bit of research, and maybe just finding one bond quote is not enough for you. You might say, well, let's look at their competitors. Let's see. If we're looking at Chevron, let's look at Exxon. Let's, maybe I'm interested in electronics. Let's look at Apple or one of the other electronics manufacturers. You know, you decide. You have fun. I hope you enjoy this. See ya!